Yudan, there's no danger, there's no fireworks, there's no weapons, there's no... nothing scary here at all, but you're now the project manager of this Jaimungas Floral Fest. What did you do?
It was my job to make sure people had the flowers to do the loops around the park. And that was pretty much it. Just make sure people were doing what they needed to do and that we would get the right number of rows out and connected.
Well, how many rows are out there now, for example?
There's 18 rows right now.
And here comes the actual measuring crew, and they look like they're measuring the third row and starting to work in. Is that what's happening?
That's what's happening, yes. They need to find out how long it actually is, and since... it is 18 rows, and they're progressive. They're about 6 inches apart. They are getting shorter with every lap. So we need to find out how many laps, how long it is with all the laps.
Does that fit into your job title, too?
Nope.
Well, I mean, just guessing, if there is 18 rows here, the job is done. That's why you're having dinner. It's a fait accompli.
It was done at 16, and we went. The record was 16.
Well, who did the record?
I don't know who did the record, but 16 is what Sharita said was the record. If we could hit 16, we would break it, and we had time to do two more laps, and that's what we did.
Well, in fact, people are literally still working over in the shade over there in the park and over here, for that matter. How far can it go?
They'll probably take these home with them. We're not going to do another loop. We have to... be out of the park by 2 o'clock, and it's getting pretty close to that now.
So how many flowers, if we're looking out here in this bouquet here, how many flowers are actually sitting on the ground right now wired up?
We had 182,000 carnations, and we've probably used two-thirds of those.
And what happened to the rest of them?
Ran out of time. Okay. So they're still in boxes, people are still doing whatever. But yeah, we ran out of time to keep this thing going.
Literally, it could go maybe like 6 miles?
We had enough carnations to do 25 laps, and we've done 18.
So whatever that 7 laps actually is.
So, right.
How does this compare to working with the scary things, the steel, the wood, the fireworks, pyrotechnics and things? You're just talking about dealing with people.
Just dealing with people. This is a quick one-shot, one-day thing. It's not a lot of planning and everything else. So this is just somebody orders the flowers, brings them out here, get the tables out, and then start setting it up and get people busy. And this is just a lot of people. The other stuff, I could never deal with this many people.
One of the things that people have been saying to me is they enjoy participating in a big thing. And dealing with the people, has that kind of been your reaction too?
Well, everybody wants to be a part of something bigger. And that's the fun thing about this is like, oh, you can now go home and say, we helped make the world's largest garland. And, you know, it's something that you can brag about. And I find that I went home and after I built the world's largest tennis racket, and I had a high school call me up and say, hey, we want you to talk about how you did that and what it took to do that. And that was a school project that they wanted to, how do you engineer something like that? So this was something that it translates. People want to know about it, and people are inspired. And when they see it, this is cool.
It is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.